Fact number, the Raisa said that a Pasuk teaches to exclude blood from the requirement to be salted before being put on the Mizbeach. This suggests that without the Pasuk, we would think that blood does have to be salted. However, we learn that Ze'iri in the name of Rabbi Hanina said that blood that was cooked would not be usher to eat as regular blood. And Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Ze'iri said that blood that was salted would not be usher to eat as regular blood. We see that salting removes it from the status of blood. Therefore, even without the Pasuk, we would know that the blood can't be salted, because if it was salted, it loses the status of blood and can't be brought on the Mizbeach. And for the Gemara, we would have thought to add a tiny amount of salt, which would not remove the status of blood, but would also fulfill the requirement of salting karbanos. Rava repeated the first ruling of Ze'iri that cooked blood is not aser. Abaye asked, the Braisa says that if someone hardened blood by cooking it and ate it, or if one melts fats and drank it, he'd be chayiv. They see it has the status of blood. And for Tigmar, Rava said, Ze'iri is talking about where it was cooked with fire, and therefore will never regain its status of blood. The Braisa is discussing where it was cooked in the sun, where it will regain its status of blood, because it will return to its original state. For Tigmar, even when it's cooked in the sun, we should say that since it was at one point rejected, it should remain rejected. It should be dochui, as we find that Rabbi Yechanan said that one would not be chai for eating blood that was hardened and then became a liquid again, because once it was dochui, it's dochui. And for the Gemara, Rava remained quiet. Abaye said, maybe we can answer that the Braisa is referring to blood of chatois that are offered on the outside Mizbeach, which becomes valid after it is hardened in the sun and then allowed afterwards to liquefy. Ze'iri, on the other hand, is discussing blood of chatois that are offered on the inside Mizbeach, which remain usher even after they liquefy. Rava said, you're correct, and Rav Chisa said this as well. Rava himself holds that even blood of an inside chatois that was hardened and was then eaten would make the person chayiv, since such blood would be kosher for an outside chatois. Rav Papa said, based on this, if the blood of a donkey was hardened and someone ate it, he'd be chayiv, just as blood of an inner chatos that was hardened is not fit to be offered. And yet, one is chayiv for eating it, the same is true for the hardened blood of a donkey, which, although is not fit to be offered, makes one chayiv for eating it. Talking about Vayter, of Gidl name of Ze'iri said, blood on a person's body, whether it's moist or dry blood, acts as a chatzitza for purposes of mikveh. Fidek Gemara Braisa says that dry blood acts as a chatzitza, but moist blood does not. And Fidek Gemara Ze'iri is referring to blood that's sticky and sticks to the person and therefore prevents the water from touching him. The Braisa is referring to blood that is not sticky. Fidek Gemara. The pasuk regarding salting says "Bamelach Timlach," using a double verbiage. Why is the word Timlach? What is this double verbiage? What is Timlach coming to teach? And Gemara Braisa says, if the pasuk had only said "Bamelach," we would think to put on salt that Tivoy Nehu. We'll see what that means in a minute in the Gemara. The pasuk therefore says Timlach. If it had only said Timlach, we would think that even salt water is good enough. The pasuk therefore says "Bamelach." The pasuk says "Veloy Sash Bismelach," which teaches that the salt used for the mizbeach must be salt that never ceases to be found in any season, which is melach sedoimis. The word takriv teaches that if there is no melach sedoimis to be had, you can even use istrikanis salt. Takriv also teaches that salt may come from anywhere, even from chutz laaretz. It also teaches that it's even done on Shabbos, and also teaches that it's even done when the carbon is being brought bituma. What does tivaynehu mean? So Rabbi Bar Ula said it means we would have thought to make it very thick, like a lot of salt, like straw and clay. Abaye said if that's what is meant, the word should have said yizboinenu. Rather, it means that we would think that to build the salt like a building, row upon row. Rava said, if that's what was meant, the word should have been yivnenu. Rather, it means tivunehu, which Rav Ashi explains to mean just a small amount. The pasuk says timlach, that teaches there should be a larger amount of salt than that. That's why we need the second lashon. How is the salting done? He brings the limbs and puts salt on them, turns it over and puts salt on it again, and then brings it onto Mizbeach. Abaye said, this is also the way to salt in order to remove the blood of meat that's going to be cooked. Zakhn Ravai, the Braisa says salt that's on the carbon itself is subject to Me'ilah. Salt that fell off the ramp or from the Mizbeach is not subject to Me'ilah. Rav Masna says the source for this is a pasuk that refers to the salt as part of the oila as well. Zakhn Ravai, the Mishnah says that the Rabbanon allowed the Kahanim to benefit from wood and salt of the Beis HaMikdash. Shmuel explained that they allowed them to use this for their own karbanos, but never allowed them to eat it. In fact, this suggests that they're allowed to salt their karbanos to be put on the Mizbeach, but not to salt the karbanos that would be eaten. This seems incorrect, because the Braisa teaches that the salt of the Beis HaMikdash was used to salt the skins of the karbanos. It can't be that the salt could be used for the salting of the skins, but couldn't be used for eating the karbanos. Rather, when Shmuel says that they allowed it for their karbanos, he meant that they allowed it for eating their karbanos. When he said that they did not allow it to be eaten, he meant to eat it with their chulin. Chulin is not even allowed to be brought into the mikdash altogether. Shmuel said, we have learned that chulin may be eaten along with truman kazushim. Shmuel teaches that even so, salt based on mikdash may not be used on that chulin. Ravina said to Rav Ashi, this must be what Shmuel meant to explain in the Mishnah, because the Rabbanon would not have given a special heter for Kahanim to use Migdash salt for their karbanos, because we are taught in the Braisa that even Yisrael takes salt for the Migdash for the karbanos. Rav Mordechai said to Rav Ashi, it's not a good proof. It may be that the Mishnah is teaching that the Rabbanon allowed a Kayan to use a salt for his carbon to go on the Mizbeach. Rav Shishi, son of Ravidi, said the reason they had to do so is according to the view of Ben Bukhri, who says the Kahanim did not give a Machzor Shekel, which was used to purchase that salt in the Mikdash. We would have thought that since they don't give a Machzor Shekel, they have no rights to the salt. The Mishnah therefore teaches that they do.